Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Okay, everyone is here. What day is it? It is day 9, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about transforming your bed into a sanctuary for rest, rejuvenation. We're going to be talking about two important topics, which is aromatherapy and relaxing in your house with less EMFs. What are EMFs? You're going to find out. And I think today is going to be really interesting for you. So let's go to aromatherapy first. What is aromatherapy? Now, aromatherapy, think of it as like your essential oils. This is the most easiest way to explain it. Essential oils have a lot of power. They're not just good for the spas, but they're also good for your own house. It creates a very relaxing atmosphere. Now, some of my favorite ones that I want you to try is... But before that, let's just go here first. And let me tell you that once we have stress in our lives, any kind of stress, it will hinder our fat loss journey. So one of the pathways on which these aromatherapy works on is that it helps you reduce your stress. When you reduce your stress levels, all the other levels of hormones or chemicals in your body can get into balance. And this means you feel better with serotonin, you're more motivated with dopamine, and a lot of good things that are happening to you. What I want to tell you is some of my favorite essential oils. Now, I love lavender. It's really good for sleep, for lowering anxiety. It helps lower heart rate as well, which helps you improve your sleep quality. Chamomile is really nice. You can have chamomile tea or put chamomile essential oils. There's an oil called Ylang Ylang. It lowers blood pressure. It's really good as well. And these are amazing. And you must be thinking, like, how? How are essential oils doing so much? Like, if you've ever tried it, you know it works. But, like, how does it work? You see, we have this part of our system called the limbic system. It is, the best way to describe it is, it's the part of your brain that actually controls things like your emotion, your behavior, your memory. And when you inhale these oils, it goes to those pathways, and it helps you feel more relaxed. Now, there are multiple ways of doing the aromatherapy. One of the easy ways is, like, when you're sleeping, you can put 5 to 10 drops of your essential oil in a diffuser, or you can have a pillow spray and mix essential oils with water and spray it around your bed. These days, you can get things on Amazon. You can also put it in the back of your neck, next to your ear. You can put your essential oils in a bath and do an essential oil bath, especially before bedtime. That is one of the things that are really good. So for today, just think about aromatherapy. Think about, do you already have something, or like someone in your house already has some kind of essential oils? If not, just buy one, go purchase one, use one every day. If you want to get more sleep, just think of it this way. What do you want to achieve? Do you want to get more energy? Do you want to sleep better? Pick an essential oil around that and then just work with it. So from today, you're going to use essential oils quite a lot. Then we look at the impact of electronic devices on our sleep and our health. These electronic devices have EMFs. Now, EMFs, think of it as, they're just invisible energy floating all around, especially with our laptops, our TVs, our Wi-Fis. They're really good. I love them. They keep us entertained, but they also destroy our circadian rhythm and do a lot of damage. So, what do EMFs exactly do? One of the things that it does is why people cannot get so much sleep is because EMFs can suppress melatonin. This is a hormone that actually makes you sleepy. And when you have less melatonin, you don't sleep well, you don't sleep enough. It increases stress on our cells, which messes up our hormones. It disrupts the energy potential in our cells. And it also makes us gain weight. EMFs will destroy your cells. Your cells will not be able to communicate well. Then they will send the wrong signals. The wrong hormones will be generated. You'll feel hungry all the time. Your body will not burn fat or any calories. That's usually how it works. And the fix is simple. From today, what I want you to do is first, switch off your Wi-Fi. You don't need it in the night. We're spending so much time sleeping. 1 hour before bed, switch off your Wi-Fi. If you are used to having your phones, your laptops, your tablets, keep them away from your bed, at least 6 feet away. If you have your phone next to you and it's important, keep it on airplane mode. You can use an alarm, but keep it on airplane mode. You can also get some EMF blocking technologies like curtains, paints, especially if you live next to a high EMF zone. And then limit your screen time, especially before bed. I generally recommend up to 2 hours. You can try an hour, and you can do, if you're wondering, what do I do, CJ? Then you can do meditation. You can read, you can journal. There are so many things. Then, please do this. Also, unplug your devices. There's another trick that I want you to learn. It's called the iPhone red light trick. I have an iPhone, so I'm biased. Go to your settings, go to accessibilities, go to display and text, then go to size. Go to color filters and enable the red color filter. You don't need to memorize all of this. Just look for red color trick on Google and I'm sure something will come off. What's really important for you to do today? Switch off your phone to airplane mode. Use red lights around your house or just do this iPhone red light trick. Turn off even if you're far away from it, just turn off the signal from the wall. It's really important that you get your sleep together and EMFs will destroy your sleep. So please make sure, going back to the first one, you have an essential oil. Let me know which is the one that you're going to use. Remove all the electronic devices. Make sure you do some journaling or any kind of like light stretching or listening to binaural beats. And then ask yourself or ask your partner, how do you feel, especially after doing all of these things? How's your sleep? How's your recovery? Maybe you have less hunger the next day. Maybe you're stress-free. Let me know. Let everyone know in the comment section. Everyone works differently and everyone is really different. So sleep well tonight. Your body will thank you tomorrow. See you day 10. Young with CJ. Bye.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.